Live from the College of Communication, Arts, and Sciences at Michigan State University, it is now time to go beyond the X's and the O's with WKAR's current sports.
You want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a star receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get.
Yes, did I express to them I was mad? I was furious. Just furious.
I know my wife will at least shot fake one time.
We talking about practice, not a game.
And I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Yeah, looking in the mirror. Do I look good? I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cat.
Here's your host, L. Martin.
Beautiful people, welcome to this Monday edition of WKAR's Current Sports. It is August 3rd, 2020, as we turn the page to a new month here in this year over the weekend. I hope you all are having a great start to the month of August, and it has been very, very busy in the sporting world as, again, since it's August, I mean, we are usually talking about, you know, the start of college football and college football teams everywhere getting ready for the new season. But as we all know, due to the coronavirus pandemic, this is just a new, different, unprecedented year as many conferences out there and the NCAA thinks about whether or not these games will be played at all. As of right now, I mean, schedules are, you know, set in place. And many college football conferences out there plan on actually playing conference-only games. And yes, that does include the Big Ten Conference. But in a few days, the Big Ten will be reassessing that proposal and possibly pulling the plug on the season in its entirety. Which, you know, in my opinion, the writing is on the wall there. So you have that decision lingering this week. Also, I want to tell you guys about two MSU basketball players who decided on their respective futures on Sunday. And I knew this decision was coming. If you tuned in to Friday's show, you guys know that I noted Xavier Tillman and Aaron Henry had until today to make their decisions on whether or not to keep their names in the 2020 NBA draft, which will now take place in October, or withdraw their names and come back for another year under the leadership of Tom Izzo with the Michigan State men's basketball program. Tillman had another year of eligibility remaining, coming off a pretty solid junior season, and Aaron Henry just completing his sophomore year with the Spartans. So both of those players made a decision on Sunday. I'm going to tell you what that decision was, unless you know already. Many of you probably already know. And then I'll give you my thoughts on it later on this hour, okay? So we'll tackle that. I'll also tell you about the NBA return and my thoughts on the NBA return. And how exciting it is to have NBA basketball back, and how I have been incredibly impressed about how the NBA has gone about this so far. But what is looming, and what is always looming, is the possibility of an outbreak. And all you got to do is look at what is happening in Major League Baseball right now to really get a full grasp on that conversation and just how fragile a return is. All right, and then I'll close it out with weekend winners. So, a very busy show, as Mondays usually are, because I'm trying to recap everything that took place in the sporting weekend, especially now with the return of many sports out there. So if you, yes, you driving that car or you in that living room working from home as you tune in to WKAR's Current Sports, or you who may have the day off and is just maxing, taxing, and relaxing, you can be a part of Current Sports by simply picking up the phone and dialing 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. You can call us. Your voice won't be heard live here on the airwaves, but you can leave us a voicemail, all right? Now, and I'll roll in that voicemail during the Tuesday edition of WKAR's Current Sports. But you can also shoot us a text at that very same number. Again, that's 517-355-9527. You can go to facebook.com/WKAR News and leave us a comment anywhere there on our Facebook page. And you can also tweet us. You can tweet the show at WKAR News, or you can tweet me directly at Al Martin WKAR. You know what's next. Here are your Current Sports quick hit headliners. All right, let's start here. As I mentioned, Xavier Tillman and Aaron Henry, two Michigan State men's basketball stars, they had until today, which is the deadline for college athletes and other athletes who meet the age requirement, to make a decision on whether or not they want to keep their name in the NBA draft or withdraw. And Xavier Tillman, he has decided to bid us all adieu here in East Lansing, Michigan. He will enter the NBA draft, which will take place in October, foregoing his senior year, while Aaron Henry is reversing course to come back to Michigan State. Now, again, both decisions came one Sunday, the day when several of the sport's top players made firmer decisions on their next destination. Tillman announced the news on his Instagram and Henry on ESPN.com. Now, both players had time on their side since the NBA draft has been pushed back to October from its original scheduled date in June. Tillman finished his junior year on a high note, averaging 15 points over his final eight games to help the Spartans tie for a Big Ten championship. He was named the conference's Defensive Player of the Year, in addition to a second-team all-conference performer by the coaches and by the media. Henry also finished the season strong, averaging 12 points over the final eight games of his sophomore campaign, but he had a more up-and-down season overall. He finished with 10 points, 4.6 rebounds, and 2.9 assists for the season, and did not make any of the all-conference teams. But still, very, very impressive stuff from Aaron Henry throughout, again, just his 2 years at Michigan State. And I think he made the right decision in coming back. And as far as Xavier Tillman goes, I'm sure there are many Spartan fans out there who are disappointed and really feel as though Tillman could use another year. But the decision for me when looking at it was really quite simple as to why X decided to jump ship and head to the NBA. And I'll get to that in just a moment, all right? Stick around. Okay, the Michigan State football program pulled off a bit of a recruiting coup on Friday, going into Michigan State's backyard to pluck the top-rated player in the state in the 2021 recruiting class. East Lansing senior Andrell Anthony Jr., a three-star wideout, gave his verbal commit to the Wolverines and head coach Jim Harbaugh during an announcement ceremony at his high school. "Go Blue," Anthony said among cheers in the background shortly after he and his family put on Michigan Jordan brand hats. Now, more than 20 recruiting experts on 247 Sports and Rivals had all previously made crystal ball projections for Anthony to take his football talents to Michigan State University. But nearly every single one had switched their pick to Michigan prior to Anthony's announcement. So we probably let it be known prior to announcing that, yeah, I'm probably going to go to Ann Arbor. Well, I'm going to Ann Arbor, I should say. Now, his recruitment soared after giving up AAU basketball with Michigan, Michigan State, Penn State, and Notre Dame being among the nearly 30 offers he accumulated over the last year and a half. Highly sought after, and again, right in Michigan State's backyard, but Michigan able to get that commit from Andrell Anthony. Very talented young player, looking forward to seeing what he does at the next level. Again, don't be sour, Michigan State fans. This is recruiting, and you never know what's going through the mind of a young 16, 17, 18-year-old, all right? All right, Matthew Stafford has reportedly tested positive for the coronavirus. Yes, he tested positive last week on Friday, one day before the Lions put him on the reserve COVID-19 list. Sports Illustrated reported that Stafford tested negative on Tuesday and Wednesday before a positive test on Friday, which forced the Lions to shut him down temporarily. Now, the Lions put 8 players on the COVID list last week, including Stafford, wide receiver Kenny Golladay, and tight end TJ Hockenson. Now, the list is for players who either test positive for the coronavirus or come in close contact with a known infected person. Players who test negative but were in contact with a positive case can return after testing negative twice within a 24-hour span. So, Matthew Stafford, the starting quarterback, the franchise quarterback for your Detroit Lions, testing positive for the coronavirus. And again, this thing is very, very fragile, as we all know. Also, over the weekend, I saw that the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, Doug Peterson, he tested positive for the coronavirus. So, yeah, it's very fragile right now, and, you know, very unfortunate that Stafford has tested positive. Okay, more Detroit Lions news as it relates to the coronavirus. For the second time, the Detroit Lions, have had a player opt out of the 2020 season because of concerns about the coronavirus pandemic. This time, it's wide receiver Geronimo Allison who announced that he will sit out this season. Allison announced earlier this year that he and his wife Yvette were expecting their first child, a daughter, in April. His decision is related to that news, a person informed that to the Detroit Free Press. Allison signed a 1-year deal with Detroit in free agency and was expected to compete for a roster spot behind Kenny Golladay, Marvin Jones, Danny Amendola, and rookie Quintez Cephas. He played the past 4 years for the Green Bay Packers and made 6 starts last year, catching 34 passes for 287 yards and 2 touchdowns. Also, more Detroit Lions news. So you got Matthew Stafford with the coronavirus, Geronimo Allison not playing this upcoming year, and now Detroit Lions safety Jayron Kearse. He has been suspended 3 games for violating the National Football League's policy and program on substances of abuse. Kearse was arrested last October as a member of the Minnesota Vikings and charged with driving while impaired and possession of a firearm. He signed a 1-year, $2.75 million deal with the Lions this offseason, and coach Matt Patricia, he said on Friday that the organization knew Kearse might be subjected to league discipline. So Matt Patricia kind of knew this was coming down the pike. And now Jayron Kearse suspended 3 games this upcoming season for violating the substance abuse policy. All right, now we're done with the Detroit Lions news. That was a lot, right? Very busy. All right, Detroit Tigers left-hander Daniel Norris, he looked rusty in his season debut on Sunday and couldn't get out of the second inning in the 4-0 loss to the Cincinnati Reds in Game 2 of their 7-inning doubleheader at Comerica Park. Norris lasted just 1 2/3 innings and allowed 2 runs on 4 hits and 2 walks with no strikeouts. He threw 54 pitches with 34 for strikes. The Tigers managed just 2 hits against Trevor Bauer, who threw 111 pitches and lost both games of the doubleheader. They dropped their first series of the season and fell to 5-5 on the year. So, that's the Detroit Tigers for you. And, you know, very intriguing stuff. But again, the conversation, and I'll expound upon this later on this hour, but the big conversation around Major League Baseball right now is just how realistic is it that the MLB will be able to complete this shortened 60-game season and then go into the playoffs? I mean, if you shorten it to less than 60 games, I mean, 60 games is already pushing it. We're used to having, a trillion Major League Baseball games during a year. And now it's down to 60. I mean, if you dwindle it down further than that, I mean, is it really a baseball season? So I don't know. I don't see how, because right now the numbers are going up. You know, St. Louis, they have multiple players who have tested positive. I just don't see how you can complete this season. But hey, and that is why I'm going to enjoy as much NBA basketball as I can, just in case there is an outbreak that does the same thing that's happening to Major League Baseball. All right. Pro boxing is coming back to the Kronk Gym, the famed Kronk Gym. On August 20th, undefeated super middleweight Vladimir Shishkin will take on Oscar El Monstruo Riosas in a 10-round main event. Now, the event will have no spectators, but will be exclusively streamed on UFC Fight Pass. Now, Shishkin is 10-0 with 6 knockouts. Riojas is 21-13-10 with 10 Ks. And Shishkin is trained by Javin Sugarhill Stewart, who is the nephew of legendary boxing trainer Emmanuel Stewart. Sugarhill Stewart is also the trainer for lineal heavyweight champ Tyson Fury and most of the boxers on this card. After Stewart passed away in 2012, Kronk Gym relocated to a new location on Detroit's west side under Sugarhill Stewart. And Emmanuel Stewart is a legend. Rest in peace. I actually got the chance to meet Emmanuel Stewart when I was in high school. I want to say I was a sophomore in high school when I got the chance to meet Emmanuel Stewart. I actually have a picture on my, somewhere buried on my Facebook page. But, this is when I first got a banking account. And I was at the bank with my grandfather. And I'm the one who actually noticed Emmanuel Stewart and kind of looked at him. And right before, he checked out at the window and was going to walk out the door, I said, "Emmanuel," like really loudly, because I didn't want to regret it, if it was him. And he turned around and said, yeah, it's me. And he did it so graciously. He was so nice. And, I actually asked him if I could just get a picture. And he had like a briefcase with these posters of him and his career with his name on it. This happens to him all the time. So he was prepared. And he signed the poster and he graciously took a photo with me. And my grandfather snapped it. So awesome, awesome stuff. And that is forever a sports memory for me. So, yeah, really cool stuff. And Kronk Gym, yeah, it's famous, folks. It is a staple in Detroit. All right? All right, I'm going to push along here because this news broke this morning. Finally, The Rock has come back to pro football? ? Yeah, it's true, folks. The WWE legend, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, he just teamed up with an investment group to snatch up Vince McMahon's XFL league for a cool $15 million. The league confirmed that in a statement. Now, the league had to file for bankruptcy after being resurrected for the 2020 season and was supposed to be auctioned off to the highest bidder today. But Dwayne Johnson and his partners, Danny Garcia, who is The Rock's business partner and ex-wife, and partners at Redbird Capital, led by Jerry Cardinale, swooped in and bought it up this weekend before it hit the auction block. The deal must now be approved in bankruptcy court on Friday, and if everything goes smoothly, it could close by August 21st. The Rock, along with Danny and Redbird, are reportedly 50-50 partners in the deal. So, very cool stuff. But, you know, I was chatting with a coworker of mine this morning, and, you know, we were messaging back and forth, and I'm saying, you know, why would The Rock make this move? $15 million. I mean, that's a drop in the bucket for The Rock, who is like the highest paid actor in Hollywood right now. But why would you want to swoop up and buy the XFL when this thing has failed not once but twice? And unless you're a diehard football fan, not many people are watching what is considered second rate, sorry to say it, but it is second rate professional football. Yeah, you're not going to compete with the NFL. So I don't know. I think it's blowing 15 mil, but hey, when you got it like that, you got it like that, right? Okay, and very sad news here. I want to close out our headliners by mentioning this because many here in this state who listen to sports talk radio know his name and have listened to him over his, you know, 20 plus year career. Jamie Samuelson, Detroit radio personality Jamie Samuelson, sadly passed away on Saturday night after a two-year battle with colon cancer. He was just 48 years old. He is survived by his wife, Christy McDonald, and three children, Caroline, Josh, and Catherine, ages 16, 14, and 11. Earlier last week, 97 won the ticket, revealed to listeners that he was diagnosed with colon cancer nearly 2 years ago, actually a week ago. Last week, Monday, Jamie Samuelson came on the airwaves and announced his battle with colon cancer. And according to the ticket, Samuelson said he waited to make his fight with cancer public because he wanted his relationship with listeners to be business as usual. Samuelson, who is also a frequent guest on Fox 2 Sports Works down in Detroit, he has been on the airwaves of Detroit Sports Talk Radio for 25 years. He's been with 97.1, The Ticket, since 2012. And one of Samuelson's co-hosts on radio and television, his best friend, Detroit News columnist Bob Wojanowski, better known as Wojo, he announced the death on Twitter on Saturday night on behalf of the family. And again, I didn't know Jamie personally, but he was one of those guys that I had frequently listened to and always admired his work. He was a very, very smart and witty broadcaster and a great interviewer as well. But, you know, I know many people in the industry that did know Jamie, and many are heartbroken by this news. What a year. And thoughts and prayers go out to Jamie Samuelson's family and friends, especially to his kids who are so young and lost their father way too soon. But yet another reminder during this wild year that life is so short, life is so fragile, and you got to wake up every single day with an appreciation that you did and go after your dreams, all right? I always say that. You want no regrets in this life, and we don't have forever. You know, there are so many people, especially young people, who wake up and think that they have so much time to do things. But you don't. You don't. All right. That will do it for our current sports quick hit headliners. Again, if you would like to weigh in and be a part of the show, you can leave us a voicemail at 517-355-WKAR. 517-355-9527. Go to facebook.com/WKAR News. Leave us a comment anywhere there on our Facebook page. And you can also weigh in via Twitter. Tweet me directly at Al Martin, WKAR, or tweet the show at WKAR News. When we come back, you get my thoughts on Xavier Tillman and Aaron Henry and their decisions when it comes to their basketball futures. That and more. You are listening to the Monday edition of WKAR's Current Sports. All right, welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin. And again, happy Monday to you all. Crazy that it is now the month of August, and you know, this year hasn't allowed much mobility for any of us, right? I mean, we're not vacationing or hopping on planes. You know, for the most part, most of us are being safe and trying to flatten the curve and get these numbers down when it comes to the coronavirus pandemic. But it's just such a crazy time we're living in right now. You know, the pandemic is just, you know, every day it seems like the numbers are getting worse. And then you look at what's happening out in California with the wildfires, and now we've got a hurricane touching land, you know, down near Florida, and it's going to run up the East Coast. Just wild stuff, all right? And during this time, we do got a little sports on the television to kind of take us away, right? To kind of clear our minds a bit. You know, I know for me, over the weekend, you know, I spent hours on my couch watching a lot of NBA basketball, and I'm going to talk about the return of the NBA in just a moment. But in the midst of that, sitting on the couch and watching NBA basketball yesterday, you know, I got news on my phone that came across concerning the basketball decisions of two Michigan State basketball players. Xavier Tillman, Michigan State star forward, and Aaron Henry, Michigan State star guard. Both had placed their names into the 2020 NBA draft pool just to test the waters, get some feedback to see where they would possibly land if they kept their names in. I'm sure Tom Izzo, you know, plugged his connections and allowed Henry and Tillman to really assess where they could go or not go, to allow them to make the best decisions possible. And, you know, with that being said, I mean, these two decisions came through yesterday, and I get it. I totally understand it. I think that both of these decisions, and again, this is my opinion, both of these decisions were the best decisions for both of these athletes. You know, as I've been saying for a long time now, you know, life hits different when you become a father, when you become a husband. Life hits different. No longer is it all about you. No longer is it about what am I doing to make sure I'm okay. constantly looking after your own best interest. Because, you know, when you're not married, I mean, you're technically still single, right? And when you don't have kids, you don't have to provide for anybody but you in most cases. And all of that goes out the window when you reach those milestones in life, especially as a man who is looked at as the provider for the family. And, you know, when I thought about Xavier Tillman's decision to head to the NBA, to keep his name in the NBA draft pool, you know, I've been watching a show on Netflix for a while now, and the latest season just dropped. It's called Last Chance U. If you haven't seen Last Chance U, sports fans, what are you doing with your life? Please check it out. It dives into junior colleges out there who have rosters, college football rosters, composed of players who have gone off, you know, the path of being, you know, a lot of these guys are big time Division I recruits who got into trouble off the field doing something stupid, who had been given a few chances but struck out, and now not a lot of colleges wanted them, not a lot of D1 colleges out there wanted them, and are looking at their last chance of making that NFL dream come true. That last chance being at a junior college. A lot of these guys are very, very talented, had D1 scholarships, messed up, and now have to play at JUCO ball and try to earn that D1 scholarship back. I love it. It's a great, great show. It is unfiltered. It's like, you know, it's like watching Hard Knocks on HBO times 1,000. I kid you not. It's awesome, awesome stuff. And they give these film crews like unlimited access in the locker room, and you get to see these background stories from a lot of these athletes. And one of the athletes for Laney College, which is a junior college in Oakland, California, that's the latest season. Coach Beam, shout out to Coach Beam. But one of the athletes reminds me a lot of Xavier Tillman. His name is Nuu Tagovailoa, and he's a Polynesian player who's really good and has some Division I potential. And they profile Nuu and his living situation, and he reminds me of Xavier Tillman. You know where I'm going here, because at such a young age, early 20s, Nuu is already married, like Xavier Tillman, and also has two kids, like Xavier Tillman. And the series combs through just how difficult it is to be a college athlete who is married with two kids. You know, Nuu, if he's not playing football, because we all know, I mean, having a college football schedule, being a college athlete, period, I mean, it's like working a 9-to-5 job. Maybe even a little worse than that, to be honest. When you take into account all of the film studies and the two-a-day practices and the one-on-one meetings and the position meetings and time in the weight room. And I mean, it is wild. So Nuu and his wife, I mean, they're struggling. And Nuu, he gives you a peek into the mindset that I'm sure Xavier Tillman has, being a young college athlete who's also married with two kids. Because you know what? Nuu's wife is the breadwinner right now. You know, yeah, they're living with, I believe it's Nuu's wife's parents. But they still have to chip in and help with the bills, and they still got to feed the kids. I mean, it's not all on, you know, yeah, grandma and grandpa is going to help out the grandkids a little bit, but, you know, you still got to help out and chip in somehow. So, you know, Nuu's wife is working. She's also going to school. You know, she's trying to become like, I don't know what you call it, a nail technician, but she wants to work on nails, and she's going to school for that. But also working like a telemarketer job, bringing in money for the family. And when she's at work and at school, you know, Nuu's got the kids. I mean, so much so that he is bringing the kids. He's bringing his two daughters to football practice. And, you know, they're sitting outside just watching daddy at football practice. And on top of that, he's a student. You know, he's trying to get that degree. So they show all these shots of Nuu, you know, pushing the stroller with his two kids as he's working on a paper. And even when he's showing up late to class because his wife has to work and, you know, he's trying to talk to the professor and say, hey, can my two daughters sit in on the class with me? And they're like, no, you can't have kids in the classroom. I mean, come on, man. It's tough. It's a struggle. And he even opens up and says that, look, man, I'm the guy. I'm the man. It hurts me not being the breadwinner for our family and having my wife work while I'm, you know, trying to make this NFL dream come true. That's tough. As a man, I'm the one that's supposed to be putting food on the table. The balancing act is really unfathomable if you are not in that situation. And again, I'm talking from the outside looking in. And what I saw Nuu going through on that show, I just thought about Xavier. I thought about X. At the end of the day, could, because I'm sure X is going through a lot of what Nuu is going through. He's going through a lot of that stuff. You know, I have flashbacks to, you know, the Fox Sports piece in which they follow Xavier Tillman and how he puts an emphasis on education and he's trying to get his degree and, you know, and there's a great hub at Michigan State that supports young students who are also parents. You know, it's a great program, and Michigan State has housing and great resources. But at the end of the day, if you're Xavier Tillman and you got a shot at becoming the breadwinner of the family and putting food on the table as a man, you got to seriously look at that. Sure, can Xavier Tillman come back and bolster that NBA draft stock? Without a doubt. I mean, Xavier Tillman, looking at his improvement throughout his career, it's pretty remarkable. I mean, Defensive Player of the Year last year, and then, you know, as I mentioned in the headliners, you know, finishing the season last year, averaging 12 points over the final eight games. Averaging 15 points over the final eight games. 12 points was Aaron Henry, which I'll get to in just a moment. Along with being named the conference's Defensive Player of the Year, I mean, just imagine if X can just capitalize on that for next season. Because I'm not seeing him as a top 10 pick. Maybe top 20 if he sneaks in the late teens. But I see him going, you know, like, I don't know. At best, early 20s. At best, early 20s. So, yeah, he can come back and bolster that stock, but it ain't about all that right now with X. He's thinking about his family. He's thinking about the financial situation. He's thinking about finally making that dream come true. If I just got even a little shot, I'm making it happen and I'm going. I don't care how small that percentage is. I don't care if I am in the late 20s. I just need to get there and I need to get paid. And I want to make this dream come true for my family. If he came back, yeah, he would probably bolster his stock. But there are so many uncertainties right now, especially in the midst of COVID-19. Who's to say that COVID-19 isn't going to take out the college basketball season again? Yeah, I want to stay optimistic, but we got to really think about these possibilities. In our country, people aren't wearing masks. People still want to turn up and party and be selfish. And that is why we are in the predicament that we are right now. Business owners are having to make tough decisions because it's like, yeah, you want to be safe, but I'm losing money. I need to open up. And the numbers are going up. It's widespread. It's everywhere. So who's to say that COVID-19 doesn't take out the college basketball season? And Xavier Tillman's just kind of sitting there saying, oh, boy, okay. Oh, well. I just don't know. Too many question marks. And as a father and as a husband, you got to eliminate as many question marks as possible when it comes to providing for your family. And that's what he's doing. I respect the heck out of this decision because I know it wasn't an easy one. Maybe in a normal year, X says, cool, yeah, I already know there's going to be a college basketball season. I'm coming back and let's chase this thing. Heck, at least the NBA is playing right now, right? Knock on wood. I'm hoping that that continues. But NBA draft, if all goes well, it will be virtual. We'll see it happen in October, and X can make that dream come true and get some kind of income. When it comes to Aaron Henry, it's a little bit different. Finished up his sophomore campaign last season, again, averaging 12 points over the final 8 games. Up and down, not going to be a high pick if he came out. He's still got a lot of improvement. Oh, by the way, he's not a husband, and he doesn't have any kids, at least to my knowledge. Why not come back, right? Why not? You don't have as much at stake as Xavier Tillman does. And Aaron Henry has so much potential, but he's so up and down. I always said last season, those who tuned in throughout the college basketball year last season, Aaron Henry is the X factor. He is the magic key. If you get a consistent, 12 to 15 points from him on any given night, you will beat many, many teams. You will win more than you will lose with Aaron Henry putting out production like that. But he's so up and down and his confidence sways. He was overthinking at times this past year. He has a lot of room for improvement because we have yet to see the best of Aaron Henry in a green and white Michigan State jersey. So look, I thought that these two decisions made sense for both of these brothers. And I have no problem with either one. And you shouldn't. Because at the end of the day, it's their decision. It's not yours. All right, your thoughts, 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. You can call us, leave us a voicemail, and I'll roll that in on the Tuesday edition of WKAR's Current Sports. You can also text us at that very same number. You can weigh in on social media. Leave us a comment at facebook.com/WKAR News and tweet me directly at AlMartinWKAR or tweet the show at WKAR News. Let's hit our final break. We'll come back and put a bow on this Monday edition of WKAR's Current Sports as I expound upon the return of the NBA and what in the world is going on in Major League Baseball right now. We'll be right back. Welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin. I want to just take my hat off and give a salute to Adam Silver in the National Basketball Association for what they were able to do last week. And I put the emphasis on last week because we just don't know. I'm still sticking with my guns and saying that I am not confident that the NBA is going to be able to pull off finishing out. Heck, they may finish out the regular season, but then going into the playoffs, that's just a lot of time putting your trust in NBA athletes. Expecting them to stay in this bubble in Orlando. But with that aside, I'm not going to go on that rant. You guys know. I don't think the season's going to finish. But I got to give a lot of props to how these athletes are competing on a game by game, day by day basis out in the Orlando bubble. It has been fun to watch a lot of these games, with maybe the exception of what Sunday's slate. A lot of these games have been close. They have been entertaining. Guys are out there competing like it's just a regular game. And the presentation, which I was incredibly concerned about, you know, playing a game with no fans, you lose out on a big component. The fans are such a big part of the game. And don't get me wrong, the NBA is still missing out on that. Every sport that does not have spectators, you're missing out on the atmosphere and the energy that you feed off of during a normal sporting event. So I'm not dismissing it, but the way the NBA has been able to combat that reality by having these huge video boards with Zoom fans and then pumping in subtle but also not so subtle, quote unquote, fake crowd noise. Oh, watching this on TV, I don't know if you guys feel the same way, but watching the NBA on TV, it still feels like a normal game. It's been amazing. Even though when they give you that wide shot from time to time and you get smacked in the face with a dose of reality that, no, there aren't any fans there. I mean, they're playing in an empty gym. You know, it's like your local rec game, but with the best players on the planet. Other than that, though, when you're watching it and they're just going back and forth and you hear that fake crowd noise and you're seeing, you know, the fans up on the Zoom board, it feels like a normal game for much of it. So I just want to give the NBA, you know, mad props right now, because last week, for basketball fans like me, my soul was fed a little bit. You know, there was like this gaping hole. You guys know I'm a huge, huge basketball fan. I'm a huge fan of the NBA. Seeing that on my television, and hey, look, when I get off the airwaves, I'm going back to my television and finishing out my work day watching. And that's the thing. That's the cool thing, too. I mean, you have so many games to get done that you have so many games that you know, can be played on any given day on these courts in this bubble that, you know, you got to sandwich them all together. And due to that, I mean, you got games happening all day. I mean, it kind of reminds me of like the NCAA tournament, right? You know, at the beginning stages of it, where you just have games all day and you're just there glued to your TV. So today, you know, as I'm talking right now at 1:30, you know, Toronto and Miami, they're playing right now as I speak. And then at 4, you got two games, Denver and OKC, and then Indiana and Washington. And then at 6:30, Memphis and New Orleans, 8 p.m., San Antonio, Philadelphia. And then at 9 p.m., LeBron James and the Lakers finish it off against Utah. I love this. So that's my weekend winner right now. My weekend winner, Adam Silver, the NBA, and basketball fans everywhere. Let's enjoy this. Let's soak it up, because we don't know what's around the corner and we don't know what's going to happen. And tomorrow I'll talk about the MLB, which started off with safely. Players not testing positive. But now Major League Baseball is in a really tough spot. A really tough spot. And the commissioner is going to have to make a very tough decision, I think, rather soon. Rob Manfred, he's got some things to think about, especially if this keeps getting worse. All right, that will do it for this Monday edition of WKAR's Current Sports. Much love to you all, and thank you so much for making us a part of your Monday afternoon. Again, thoughts and prayers to Jamie Samuelson, his friends and family out there. Rest well. We'll see you on the Tuesday edition of Current Sports. Be smart, be safe, and as always, be easy, people.